Thank you so much for joining us. Today we're going to continue looking at the names of God. The name we want to look at today is the gift of God. Who is this gift of God? 2 Corinthians 9:15 tells us, "Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift." God so loved the world that he gave a great gift, an inexpressible gift. God gave his Son to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. Jesus, the gift of God, bridged the gap between a holy God and sinful man. The gift of God left heaven to selflessly and sacrificially die on the cross for our sins. Paul explained that the gift of God provided the gift of grace. Even though he was rich, Paul says, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. The king became servant, so that we could be a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, the question is this: have you accepted the gift of God? Have you trusted in Jesus alone as the only way to have a relationship with the living God? I got to tell you, this gift is not deserved, can't be earned, can't be bought. It's absolutely free. It has to be absolutely free. There's no way we could get it if it wasn't. And God holds out this gift to you right now. He allows you to receive the gift of God. And that gift will change your life today, and it will change your life forever. So, Father, I am praying right now for the person listening who has not accepted Jesus, the gift of God. May today be the day when they accept your Son as their Lord and Savior. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.